Right, let's move to the consent item that we pulled, which is 304.
Authorize the acquisition of 2.92 acres of real property on North Crawford for $880,000 to be used for park purposes.
Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you, Mayor Hales, and I apologize, colleagues. It was my error that we put this on consent because obviously it's a splendid something that I want to celebrate. Before we get started, I have a minor amendment which I'm handing out. And it's a language amendment directed by the City Budget Office, and I certainly appreciate their point that the intent is to say that we're going to request operations and maintenance costs for the property rather than that we are doing so at this time. And that's a very proper request from the City Budget Office. So in the directives in the ordinance, we would be striking in accepting responsibility for the property. The council acknowledges the need to fund the ongoing operations and maintenance cost of this property and directs the budget office to add $43,400 to the park's financial year 2015-16 budget, and instead inserting Portland Parks and Recreation has identified $43,400 in ongoing operations and maintenance costs for the property, which will be requested as part of the financial year 2015-16 budget process.
Okay, so Commissioner Fritz moves that amendment.
Second.
Further discussion? Roll call to include the amendment.
Fritz?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye.
Thank you, colleagues. And there's also a Scrivener's error, which we are asking to be corrected, that the System Development Fund is $14,600, not $4,600 on closing.
Okay.
That doesn't need an amendment.
So noted.
Thank you.
All right.
So with that out of the way, yay, this is really a wonderful acquisition in North Portland in a very parks-deficient area, and it's going to provide new service to 477 households in an area of the city that is not particularly affluent, very diverse, and this is an absolutely spectacular property. So thanks to Zelaine Nunn and your team for all of your work on this, and please tell my colleagues and the public about it.
Okay. I'm Zelaine Nunn with Parks, and we're here today to seek your authorization to buy a 2.92-acre parcel that's on the bluff in North Portland, just south of the St. John's Bridge. It's got really amazing views of the city. There's a nice, large, flat area that will be great for passive recreation use until some future planning is done. There's also some steep banks that will be managed by City Nature. There's also a couple of very large, old heritage oak trees that are beautiful. But really, our biggest reason for buying this beautiful property is that it fills this service gap. We knew that we had a gap in this area, and like Commissioner Fritz said, this will meet our goal of having everyone in Portland live within a half-mile walk of a park. And like she said, 477 new households will be served, and a total of 798 households are within a half-mile. So that's a pretty big fill, actually. It's hard to get that with one property. Anyway, we're excited about this property. It should close in a month or so, and we appreciate your support. I'm happy to answer any questions you may have.
I'm trying to remember this property. I think I've seen it. It's one where DePave was doing their work last summer. Right?
No, that's a different property.
Different one.
This is currently the Open Meadow High School.
Oh, right.
So
okay.
They're selling
it.
So it also helps with the public purpose of providing alternative education.
Yeah.
Just to note, it has the historic Amos Benson House, but that's located on its own tax lot, and we're not purchasing that. In fact, I think that's currently up for sale. That's another wonderful asset, but we feel we have enough historic houses in the Portland Parks inventory, and so we are not purchasing that.
Correct.
Did a lot line adjustment to get the park area.
Ah, okay. Great. Thank you. Other questions for staff? Thank you. Public testimony, which is why I assume why you're here.
Yes, sir. good morning, afternoon. Good afternoon, Council and Mayor. My name is Stephen Entwistle. I am a member of Individuals for Justice, Healing Man Sanctuary, and a whistleblower for the less fortunate. My concern here is the future of the parks. But before I get to that, I just want to mention, Mayor, that I would recommend diglyceride licorice for your cough.
Okay,
I think that would
thank
be,
you.
Yeah, it's a natural remedy you can get at the health food store, but it works really well. Anyway, I don't know if you're familiar with KBOO radio. You're familiar with Dennis Bernstein's Flashpoints program. He did an article on the radio here last week on Monday about homeless folks that were in the park smoking, and how the latitude of the law in San Francisco and areas of California, which we are about to adopt, okay, the latitude that the security and the police have for going after people that are smoking is absolutely atrocious and horrible. Okay, we got a gal that had really bad fibromyalgia, and the officers there took her down to the ground and tore her up really bad. Okay, it's on the radio. It's all, you can hear it all. It's on the video and such. But anyway, my caution is the future is that's coming here. Okay, we don't have a lot of shootings in the parks right now. We don't have a lot of really bad situations. But I'll tell you what, after this July 1st issue comes out, we will. The only shootings I want in the parks are photographs. So based on this, what's coming down the pike, very concerning, especially to the folks that you, and you utterly despise. You talk about despise? Okay. That's what this is about. Okay. This is about getting people out of the park. Okay. What I want to do is I want to give the parks back to the Native American Indians. Okay. Let them manage. Let them control the parks. Okay, this is a revolutionary idea, and this would be the first in the United States. But I think that this is long overdue, and this is a good faith move, okay, because what's coming down is not good right now. The way it sits right now, no way. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, anyone else? All right, it's an emergency ordinance. Let's take a roll call vote, please.
Fritz.
So the money for this purchase is from the system development charges, which is fees paid by developers for new construction. We're not allowed to use that money for maintenance of existing parks. We're only allowed to use it for expanding the system. And this does indeed provide a new park for, there's a lot of housing construction going on in the St. John's area. And so this is an excellent acquisition. And I commend my team at Parks for continually being on the lookout for properties like this, and also the taxpayers of Portland who are then willing to provide operations and maintenance for them. So thank you very much, Zelaine, and your team. Aye.
Saltzman.
Yes, excellent addition to our park system. Aye.
Novick.
Aye.
Hales.
Great addition. Yeah, that's a really nice piece of work. Well done. Aye.
Just before you gavel, I forgot to say thank you to the citizens and the neighbors around there who actually were instrumental in bringing it to our attention.
Great work. Thank you. Aye.